I'm here delighted to be joined by Vincent Hearns, who is the PRO of Ballina Boxing Club. And the reason I'm here in Ballina Boxing Club tonight is the official launch of a fundraising project that will provide a new regional boxing and training arena in Ballina town. So, Vincent, I suppose, tell us a bit more about this, first of all. I suppose, what's the whole purpose of this?
Well, the Ballina Boxing Club was established back in 1927, and I suppose it's been a little nomadic all over the years. And in recent years, of course, it got this facility here. And 3 years ago, they honoured my family, of course, by naming it the Dick Hearns Fitness and Training Centre.
Who would be your father?
He was my father, Lord rest his soul. And couple of months ago, they approached me again and invited me to be their public relations officer because we have a new project. And the new project is to build a £700,000 regional boxing arena in Ballina. It's going to be located at the existing community sports and leisure centre, Cathedral Road, right in the centre of the town. And the sports and leisure centre have applied for planning permission and have been granted. And they would be leasing the facility to the Ballina Boxing Club for 30 years at a nominal rent. Okay. All we have to do now is raise the money.
And that's my next question, Vincent. How does this fundraising mechanism of this go about? Because certainly the cost of such facilities, I'm sure, would be huge.
Yeah, well, first, you know, some people say it's a pipe dream. It's not. It's a reality. It's a reality in the sense that, number one, we have a site now, and we have planning permission for the site. We can say we have a very amicable landlord and who are willing to provide us with that facility. The second thing is that we have a budget and a plan. It's not a pipe dream in that sense. We have a budget. The budget, obviously, is the 700,000, 690,000 to be exact. And we would hope to fund it in many different ways. First one, perhaps primarily, would be to obtain a sports capital grant.
Okay.
In the region maybe of 200 or 250,000. We've already spoken to the minister regarding that, and in fact he's going to be here tonight, of course, to formally launch it, and if nothing else, that's a sign of his support to be here. The next phase is we do have a site within Ballina in the centre of the town on the other side of the river already. It's a derelict and it's not suitable for a gym. It's not wide enough to have a gym. So we're hopeful, our plan is that we would negotiate with the local authority that they would acquire that site from us. There's many advantages to them acquiring it. One of them being, I suppose, that it's right beside an existing car park, so if nothing else, it could be used as an extension and thereby give some income to the local authority. The other thing, it's very close to where the new Mary Robinson Interpretive Centre is going to be, and derelict sites probably wouldn't be the best thing beside that, so that could be an advantage. So we're hopeful that the authority will acquire that, give us a grant and acquire it at some nominal fee. It's valued at about 65,000 euros. So that's another sort of a large element of it.
So you have big plans for
it. We're hoping for corporate sponsorship on the basis of gold, silver and bronze sponsorship at different levels.
Okay.
We would hope that people, say, for instance, we would look for 100 sponsors of 1,000 euros of an interest-free loan.
Okay.
And then perhaps, but not finalised, that maybe every year then we draw out five of those and they'd get their money back, so they wouldn't have to wait 5 years, that kind of a thing. But we would get 100,000 of that kind of thing. After that, it's events, anything from a coffee morning to white-collar boxing tournaments to exercise-a-thons, if that's the word.
Yeah.
But that sort of thing.
Just in fundraising. And in terms of, you know, the realistic vision that you'd have yourselves of, you know, getting this up and running, what year would you be hoping to have this all done by?
2060, easily. We have the site, we have the planning permission. We're ready to turn a sod. We do have to get money to do that, but, you know, we should be able to raise a substantial sum of money from those main sources that I've talked to you rather quickly. I'm very confident that we will. I'm very lucky. I'm new here to this committee, but I'm working with people that I've never come across their commitment to this. And if their commitment is long-term, they've been at this for years and have brought it to the stage that it's at. And you see the lovely gym that's here already and the equipment. So 2016, we would hope to be up and running. The fact that it's going to be a regional centre, of course, we have letters already from the IABA supporting us. And in fact, the new president's going to be with us tonight. And we can expect then to have national teams come down here and train, you know, and that aspect, it's all going to help to develop Ballina and Mayo as a centre of excellence generally. I would emphasise that the facility is titled the Dick Hearns Fitness and Training Centre. So it's not just boxing. People can come in here and skip their hearts away or exercise on whatever equipment and so on and so forth. And that's terribly important to the welfare and the health of our community. We're hearing all the time about the problem of obesity and so on. There's 90 young kids attending this club here already, and that's one of the good benefits that the society and the community will gain from it.
Yeah, so it's all about giving back to the community, essentially.
Exactly, yes.
That's great. Well, Vincent Hearns, PRO of Ballina Boxing Club, thanks very much for speaking with me, and best of luck on tonight's launch. Now I'm delighted to be joined by the Secretary of Ballina Boxing Club, Vincent McMahon. Vincent, of course, we're here tonight for a very special night, the launch of a fundraising project which will provide a new regional boxing and training arena here in Ballina town. Certainly it's big plans and vital plans as well for the area.
It certainly is. And can I say that nearly every club in Ballina has been looked after. We have two GAA pitches, we have athletics, we have a swimming pool, we have a tennis club, but boxing is one of the last. And at the end of the day, Ireland has 26 medals at the Summer Olympics, and 16 of those are for boxing. So boxers have brought home more medals than all the other sports combined, and yet we don't have proper facilities. We moved in here in 2012. Michael Ring was then minister for sport, and he allocated €5 million nationally for clubs to put in showers and changing rooms and whatnot. We received 25,000 at that time, and you see this fine gym here. The only problem is that it's small. It's adequate at the moment, but it's leased, and you know a lease will run out in a certain length of time. Our lease was just for 10 years, so we could never say that we have a permanent home here. But we'd like to thank Minister Michael Ring for what he has done for boxing. He was a boxing man himself, and he boxed some of our lads here. He boxed PJ Amelia. And we hope that he'll have good news for us tonight.
So this new proposed arena, Vincent, that you're looking at, it's going to be in the centre of town. And really, I suppose, essentially what it'll be is a centre of excellence for boxers in the west of Ireland, not just here in Mayo.
In the west of Ireland and nationally. To get experience, the more fields you can play in, the more gyms you can box in, the better your experience. And it gets less boring as well. Just imagine if you're going to the same gym night after night after night, doing the same thing, listening to the same coaches. What we would have here would be squad training. And the squad training would rotate. Maybe go to Cork one weekend. And team bonding, you know, all this sort of stuff for the Olympics. And it already here in this gym, the ladies from Mayo and Sligo, some of them from Sligo, some of them from Roscommon, come here on a Sunday morning to train, just all ladies. So we have collective training here already in this facility here. But this one here, when we have two rings downstairs and a whole area upstairs for special training, it would really, you know, put Ballina on the map as far as facilities were concerned.
And as Vincent Ahern said, your PRO to me, just before speaking with yourself, Vincent, you know, in terms of the building, I mean, you know, you have a direct building, so the fundraising powers are in place.
Yes, we're launching it tonight, but it's a big ask. And but in the past, Ballina people put their hands in their pockets. Way back in when Catholic Emancipation was granted, they built one of the finest cathedrals in Ireland. That's been refurbished now at a cost of, I think it's something like €5 million or something like that. And yet the funds are coming in for it. And we believe that Ballina people and our friends nationally and internationally will give a little. It would help a lot.
And certainly you have big plans. And that's what all tonight is about as well. Welcoming the minister, as you said, to Ballina, and hopeful for some good news.
Hopefully for some good news. There was a guy, a philosopher, called John Bunyan, and he said, you hadn't lived until you've done something for somebody who can never repay you. And night after night, you know, the coaches are coming in doing that. They're paying a bit, little bit back. They got a lot of enjoyment out of boxing themselves, and they're paying it back, but they don't expect payment. They will never be repaid for what they do, and it's a great thing to see.
That's lovely sentiments, Vincent McMahon, the secretary of Belknap Boxing Club. Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be joined now by Joe Lavelle, who is, of course, the treasurer of Belknap Boxing Club and heavily involved with the club for many years. Joe, I suppose, carrying on from those sentiments shared by Vincent as well, tonight is a special night. It is the launch. You have your plans there, and you're welcoming the Minister for Sport and Tourism, Michael Ring, as well.
Yes, we are. There's been quite an amount of planning to get to this stage, but thankfully we've got here at this point. There was a lot of to and fro to get plan admission through for the new development, but thankfully we're at the stage now where we can go and start looking for money, basically, to get the thing started. The project is ready to go. Everything is in place, all plan admissions and all that is in place at the moment, so it's just down to finance at the moment.
And really, when young sport athletes and young people are training in top facilities, it can only bring them on leaps and bounds.
Absolutely, yeah. When you consider where the young athletes go, young boxers travel to Dublin to a different environment, a bigger rings and totally different environment. Even we say this part of Ireland or this part of the country, it's a bit of a culture shock. Mm. So we have to provide the same facility or the same training facility that they would be experiencing when they go to the championships. Mm. And that's from that then, once we establish that, that's what we're trying to achieve here at the moment.
So tell us about the current crop of boxers you have here now at the club, Joe.
Yes, we have a lot of. We have a big numbers of boxers at the moment. Boxing has taken a big step up now. We have huge amounts of kids coming in training here with us, and every single one of them are able to box and want to box, which is more important. And it makes coaching an awful lot easier when you have that enthusiasm with the young kids. They just want to box,
yeah.
And they have a lot of immense talent, a huge amount of talent there.
And, of course, some top boxers coming to the club the last number of years as well, winning big titles.
Yes, we've had our successes, without a doubt. Thankfully, I suppose it goes down to the men who look after those, the coaches who look after those kids all the time, night in, night out, regardless, whatever their commitments are, they're still here and coach those kids. So, yes, we have been lucky. We have, well, I suppose you make your own luck to a certain degree, but... We've had representation and national champions and internationals coming out of the club. So from that point of view, there's a lot of work going on here.
Yeah, so a club that's really going from strength to strength and have big plans in this new development down the line as well.
Yes, that'd be the whole plan behind it, the whole thinking behind this dream come true, I should say. Mm. It's a dream come true for us, for myself personally. At this stage of my life, the daddy of them all here. I've been a long time in the club here, and we've trained in different places all through the last few decades, sheds and rented halls and different things. And this, please God, will be a dream come true, as I say.
Well, Joe Lavelle, we hope all goes well for you here at Belknap Boxing Club, and best of luck with tonight's launch as well.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Now, I'm delighted to be joined here beside Brian Rocky O'Donnell, who is one of the coaches here at Belknap Boxing Club. Brian, of course, we're here tonight for the launch of these big plans that the club have. Just, I suppose, in terms of the perspective from a coach, how important would it be for all the boxers in this club that these plans are made a reality?
Oh, they mean a great deal, especially on this side of the country. You know, there's not many... there's a lot of good boxing clubs around the West, but... you know, there's not many clubs that actually own their own, that have a gym purpose built, like, you know, and it'd mean a great deal, especially towards the future, gearing kids towards Irish championships and further than boxing for Ireland, you know.
Yeah.
You need the state-of-the-art facilities like they have in Dublin with the high-performance unit and things like that, and up the north where they have the Ulster High Performance Unit. There's nothing down this side of the country, you know. And it'd be great. And it's not just for the kids of this town as well. It'd be for boxing in general around the area, you know, and around the province and the county. But it'd be brilliant, you know. We have a lot of kids coming and going at the minute into the club. And you'll get some that'll box and you'll get some that'll just want to train. And it's a great outlet for them, you know. Like, we see kids coming in here from 8 years of age and they're very shy. And you see them developing then. Not just developing their boxing skills, but they start developing personal skills. And it's great, like, you know. And it's, you know, some kids don't want to play football. Some kids don't want to play rugby. You know, they want to do the boxing. Mm. And they like the training for it. And that's great, you know.
And from a coach's perspective, it must be very rewarding and satisfactory when you see a young lad or young girl coming in at, you said, 8 or 9 years of age, coming in just, I suppose, not knowing anything at all about boxing, and then making great progression, great strides as the months go on.
It is. It's great to see. It's very rewarding. Mm. You know, like, we're just giving back, us coaches, we're just giving back what was given to us when we started off. You know, I started off when I was 9, 10 years of age. And men like my father, Brian O'Donnell, Joe Lavelle, Jerry Hickey, you know, men like that. That's, you just want to give something back to the kids, you know. And you see them growing up in front of your eyes, you know. I'm still young myself, but you see, like, I'm 23 years now involved in boxing, you know. And coaching a good few years now. And you see the kids coming on and they'll thank you, those lads that have left boxing. And they'll see you in the street and they'll shake your hand and thank you. For what they've learned.
You have some top boxers here as well, Brian, in the club. I know, coming through the last number of years, winning titles as well. So the club is going from strength to strength in that line as well.
Yeah, we're going from strength to strength. You know, we've a good coaching staff here, and we always work well with the kids. You know, and you try and get the best out of the kids. You know, and there's some kids out there that they'll reach their full potential in a few years. You know, you're not always going to win titles when you're 11, 12, 13 years of age. It might take you a bit longer, you know. It might take you a bit longer. Like, we had Brian Fitzpatrick years ago, and Brian hit intermediate level, and he got his national title after years of knocking on the door, and that's from being 10 years of age. So, you know, it's perseverance. That's what it is, boxing, you know. If you want the results and you're willing to work for them, coaches are here to help you, and we'll help you achieve them as best we can.
Great stuff. Well, Brian, Rocky O'Donnell, thanks so much indeed for joining us.
No bother, thanks.
I'm here beside Larry Morrison, who is the treasurer of the IABA. Larry, we're here tonight for a very special occasion. Indeed, it's the launch of the new proposed plans that the Ballinasloe Boxing Club have for a new state-of-the-art facilities. Certainly exciting times for the club.
Definitely exciting times, yes. It's a great step forward for the club and for boxing in Ballinasloe and Mayo and the west of Ireland generally. And it's important to that club named after Dick Hearns. He's a very famous boxer from this area. And I actually knew Dick Hearns. I met him back in 73 in his house in Glasnevin. And he showed me some of his medals and trophies he'd won over the years. And it's great to be here tonight. And his son is out there, Vincent, to be involved in this project of boxing in Ballinasloe, and especially named after Dick Hearns.
Tell us, what does it mean to Ballinasloe, Mayo, and more importantly the west of Ireland in particular, to have these such facilities come to fruition?
It's very important, because in the past our clubs weren't up to standard, like dressing rooms and showers and toilets. And a lot of girls coming on board with boxing, especially in Mayo. There are a lot of Irish champions coming from Mayo, and it's great to have all those facilities there for boys and for girls, because it has proven itself in sport in Ireland that if we put the money and the time and effort into boxing, we'll bring back the medals. Yeah. As I said, we brought back a world medal, silver, gold and bronze recently, and we have Olympic champions. It's one of the most successful sports, boxing in Ireland. We've won all the medals that have been won. 60% of the medals have been won by boxers.
It's nice to be joined here now by the president of the AIBA, which is, of course, Pat Ryan. Pat, thanks so much indeed for joining us here. A very special night here tonight, of course, for this launch at Ballinasloe Boxing Club. They have big plans in place.
Absolutely, and isn't it fantastic to see such a development in Ballinasloe, which has a, you know, steeped in tradition of boxing. Its foundation, 1927, that's 3 years older than the Port Leash Boxing Club, which was founded in 1930. And the amazing thing about both clubs, the club in Port Leash was founded by Garda Billy Blackwell, who was a sparring partner to Dick Cairns. You know, so there's a great connection there with the two clubs.
What would it mean to a club like Ballina and a town like Ballina to have these type of facilities come to fruition?
Well, instantly you have an outlet for boys and girls. You have a huge extension of high performance in Dublin. We have another training centre here in Mayo, Ballina, which can service all the surrounding clubs and the wider community. Also the fact that it's lovely to get outside Dublin at any given time. And, you know, when you have the proposed plan that can take down international boxing teams to spend some time here, I'm sure Billy Welch would give his left arm to be coming to Ballina, you know, to bring his team down here away from the city and to enjoy, you know, country life in a fabulous unit.
It'd be a real centre of excellence, so as it were.
Absolutely. I mean, the whole national plan is to try and, you know, geographically to have centres such as this centre, you know, all over the country. And therefore, that's a network. We have them in Connacht, Munster, Leinster. And, you know, geographically, it is, one has to say, to be involved in boxing in Ballina when everything happens in Dublin is testament to the people here and their desire and their passion for boxing and their ambition to ensure that Ballina continues, like, is a credit to everybody concerned. And it is an absolute must that this facility reach fruition.